bring us back from executive session. The time is going to be 11 o'clock. And so that will take us to, let's go to item F1. F1. 5F1. And I believe there would be no action at this point. So then F2. You want to sit and put it into record? Tony?
F2, webmaster multimedia presentation specialist.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I so move.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. And just for clarification, there was some addition to it?
It was a change in the title to webmaster graphic designer.
And then the other part was... business, and then it was going to be web and graphic design.
It has business already. We just weren't going to remove it.
Okay. And so if there's no questions, then can I pull the board?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Charles?
Yes.
Thank you, board members.
Okay, now we'll take us to the next agenda item.
Item 7A, discussion and possible action regarding commissioning services for the pre-K school. Ms. Matthews?
Okay, 64. There was some discussion, and the recommendation was to bring to a board.
President of the Board of Trustees, Dr. Murphy, this agenda item is a continuation of our discussion from last night as far as the LEED requirements. It's the commissioning for the pre-K 3. This is the revised proposal that we, from the discussion previous to that, we're going to bring back to you. It's the fundamental commissioning and the measurement and verification. Okay. Of course, neither of these are needed if you don't
and
pursue
this. This has already come to the board, and so we've already approved the RFQ, and now this was the contract negotiations, and so we need this for final approval. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Do I have a motion?
I so move.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any questions?
I do have a question.
Okay.
It's not a negative question. It's just an inquiry, really. That last night, we called upon the architects for the pre-K-8 school to cut their prices. The only reason that we have this at this point is for LEED certification. Do we need to hold back before approving this?
This was in-
to hear from
the architect
on what needs to change. So should this be?
In other words, are we going to drop LEED or not?
Yeah.
Mr. Was that it?
Yeah.
Did you want to respond to that or?
All I know is that Carl Daniel says this is like the most important thing to get. So okay. He's not here to speak.
Mr.
That's why we have it first, even before soils.
And guys, and what both the architect and the CMR told us is not that we're going to leave out all the deep stuff from the school. It's whether we really want this or not. The cost of this is going to be, $90,000,
$100,000?
$91,000. I mean, if we decide, we're still not going to enter into a contract yet, Will.
Yeah, this is
actually
true.
Yes. Yeah, if you were to approve this evening for this price, we would go out and we would write the contract and have finalized it. This is our last step.
And what if we decide not to do the LEED?
Can we cancel the contract?
We could put a
in the contract.
In the contract, if Park Hill Smith and Cooper would be accepting of it. I imagine they're going to want some type of clause for any work they perform that it be paid for, but an out in the event that LEED is not desired by the district or the school, as long as they would be willing to have a clause in there that allows us to cancel it and only pay them for what they've done,
That's.
I think that would be totally, because we all agreed, I think we had someone from the Venegas group say last night that we're going to get all the products that would be LEED. But just because you have the products doesn't mean you have to pay the extra money, which is this money right here, for the certification.
And the question is, if we're going to put a $20 million project, might as well get the certification if we're going to put all the LEED into it. Yeah.
If that's still the recommendation, though, from the architect, to cut the costs.
I think if we can put that in the contract, we should just, for now, go ahead and do it. And if our, you know, if we don't get the cuts back that we need and we think we're still going to cut this, then we're out of it. But that way we don't have to come back and...
Do you want to amend your motion to include that?
Yeah. Well, I'll just ask, direct our legal counsel that in the contract, it gives us a cancellation provision.
And what if they say no? You want us to bring it back? Is this time sensitive?
Yes, it is. They need to get started. They need to gear up so they can catch up with the design. But I mean, most design firms will tell you, sure, we'll stop and we'll bill you to date. I don't think they're going to fall.
But 91,000 might as well. And that was a recommendation from our architect, was that they're going to do everything LEED.
And the CMR, both.
If they say no, then bring it back to us at the next meeting. That will probably be in early December. No?
Yeah, I don't think they will, based on what this map is. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll make my motion to include that in the contract with our commissioning services agent, that we put a clause in the contract to allow us to cancel it if the district decides not to pursue the LEED certification. Okay. And allow payment to the commissioning services company, payment for whatever work they've done up to the time that we decide.
Who seconded that? Was it?
Patsy,
was it? Are you okay with the amendment of the
second? Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. So then, can I pull the board now? If there's any further questions, go ahead.
Mr. Carlisle?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Charles?
Yes.
Okay. The next item?
Item B, discussion of possible action regarding mechanical systems financing.
President Rodriguez, board members, audience members, I direct your attention again to the blue document that was given to you at your chair. The top paragraph on page 2 clarifies 7B. Last night at the Facilities and Finance Committee, at the end of the meeting, we revisited item 2A, pre-K 8, and we discussed the mechanical systems, at which time it was agreed to take forward to the board the notion that the HVAC system, which is priced by VMAC, can I name the price or not name the price?
What is it for?
The HVAC system at the pre-K 8.
2-3.
Is it closed or are you buying
it? No, it's just an estimate.
Let's just go with the financing options.
Okay. Well, the financing option that VMAC is quoted would be found to go forward with the financing option, and the others would be found to be cuts in the program. And if you would just give us direction, we will begin working with Johnson Controls and with everyone and working toward that goal. That's what we're asking the board to do, so we can start formalizing that process.
Do I have a motion or any questions?
I so move.
The financing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we would have to bring it all back to you for presentations. We would finance the HVAC system, but nothing else, and everything else would have to be through cuts. And the pricing there is on the blue sheet, the estimate from VMAC at $2,300,000.
And I believe administration understood that the cuts were to be left, not...
Right, yes, ma'am.
Student...
7, and Ms. Matthews and I have a significant meeting tomorrow to discuss that. And this was approved last night to bring to the full board by the committee.
And really, don't come back with, we cut four classrooms, because that's not what we asked.
First of all, we would not bring anything unilaterally back. That's what happened with the gym and the high school. We would bring back options for the board to consider regarding cuts. The administration will just not cut, and we will not do what we did at the high school.
I think we ought to just wait. It is our intention that we will probably finance a part of this, but I want to see what that
cuts
are, and whether we can supplement that in some other way and maybe not finance as much.
Is the financing needed to move forward?
The feeling is that we're not going to be able to find $4 million in cuts. The feeling is only a portion. And so VMAC has suggested, and Carl Daniel has suggested, the financing of the HVAC system by itself alone, which Johnson Controls can do, and that is 2.3, with the delta being 4 million, the difference being 1.7, and then the 1.7 is where we would actually cut. And then that would give us a target as we work with everyone to know, okay, we're looking for 1.7.
We might even cut more, and whatever savings could be put back into the loan program.
Can we change the amount
of
the 2.3?
Sure, yeah. Sure. Yes.
Well, maybe this is
nothing
premature.
Else. This isn't. Maybe I don't need a motion. Yeah. Maybe this is just a discussion. I let you know that our notion is that the HVAC would be pulled off and financed, at least a large portion of it, and everything else would be cut. And that gives a direction and kind of a goal for the CMR and the architect, particularly the architect.
Okay. I think it's the intention of the board that we do want the four pipe system. We want to.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not gonna cut that out.
Okay.
So I think it's basically that you want direction from us that are we still gonna proceed with that kind of a HVAC and finance if we have to? I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
But I mean I don't want to be married to the 2.3.
Right,
figure.
Because if we can say to get it to 2.1, then we'll only finance 2.1 or 1.9 or something like that.
That's fine. And you know, but I even want to see, and I don't even mind the financing of the 2.3, if we get enough on the other cuts, it may even be less than that if we are able to pull some from the fund balance to cover that.
Correct. The other side of that argument, though, is if I was hoping that we could give them a hard number, per se, because if we say, well, it's floating, they might only find 1.3, and then we got to finance 2.7.
We'll go back and do cuts.
So that's why I was kind of wanting to say, look, you got to find a minimum of 1.7. Maybe we could say that.
But we don't even know that it's 4 either.
We told them.
No, we don't.
We told them 2 million.
What?
We told them around 2 million.
2 million, yes.
So
around 2 million, and then that's why I came back and clarified, because during the meeting, Garnet from VMAC texted, and he had a final number of the HVAC four pipe at 2.3. And so that's why I said, could we say 2.3?
Well, let's go back to what we said at the meeting, which was have the architects and the CMR with the administration go back, cut. Hopefully they cut 2 million and we still have a nice product and we're able to do everything that we want to within that.
So what I'm hearing is just, we're in the ballpark there, 1.7, 2.3.
We're looking at the financing options. We want to go with the four pipe system. We're going to make sure that.
So they don't have to cut four, but they do need to cut at least 1.7, if not more.
Mm-hmm. Well, 2 million. We've talked 2 million.
2 million.
Right. I mean, they clarified the 2.3.
But we're not sure that
we're
it's
not sure.
That the delta is 4 million.
That's true. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it was 3 to 4.
So we're okay with that.
Yes, sir.
We have our correction.
So there was a motion. Was there a second, or does that die lack of a second? There was a motion on the floor. Well, I'm asking if there's a second.
Well, I'll just
withdraw
my motion.
Okay. Then
thank you, board. That helps. That helps us out.
That'll take us to the next item.
Mr. Blanco, do you want to do this next?
Sure. Item C, discussion of possible action regarding real estate.
Board President, members of the board, Dr. Murphy, we discussed in closed session several options regarding what has been discussed over several months now for the purchase of a particular piece of real estate and options for other locations. I don't want to disclose the areas that the district is looking into, but what we need is a motion to authorize us to have our broker go out and check the four options that we discussed in closed session, and obviously bring those back to the board in the report so that the board can make further action or take further action if you want.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So moved. I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. If there's no other questions.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Blanco, was that inclusive of the two?
The two parcels of property to be appraised?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, that's all.
Okay. Without any other questions, I would like to pull the board.
Mr. Tony? Corrado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes.
Now take us to the next agenda item.
Item B, discussion of possible action regarding central office space relocation. Ms. Britta?
We had discussion in the past. Do we all want to, do I have a motion or any questions? It was what, 15?
14.5?
Yeah, 14.5. Yeah. Do I have a motion or? No?
I so move.
I'll second that.
And there's a motion on the floor and second it. Do you want a brief update or did you?
Got it.
Okay. So there's a motion and a second if there's any other questions. No? Can I pull the board, Tony?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes.
Thank you, board. You made a lot of people's day.
Next item? Tony.
Item 8A, consider approval of recommendation from project manager.
Okay, and
Ms. Carrasco can.
Do we have a?
I move to approve the bond project manager as discussed with the parameters as discussed.
Jose Risco.
Jose Risco. We can name him.
To be Jose Risco.
Yes.
Let's
get him. Okay. There was a second. Yeah. Are you okay with the name?
I'll third it.
Okay. Then. That will take us, if anybody has any questions, no? Not, can you take us, can you pull the board, Tony?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Sterling?
Yes.
And that will take us to the next agenda item.
Thank you. Board, thank you for the office relocation.
Yeah. I will.
That's what you need to do, right?
Yeah. I think.